We're learning Mesilas Yesharim. We're at the end of Perek Zayin. And I want to share with you, before we continue, a piece that I have here from Rabbi Yerucham in regards to Hislatus Pnimius. Today, once again, is December 18th. Just to remind ourselves, the topic of discussion here is the Eitzah, the advice that the Ramchal has given us, of how do we get involved in Zrizus. And he told us these famous words. It could be it's the most famous statement in the Ramchal. It could be it is. I don't know. That the external arouses the inner movements of the person. And his words are the Tnua Chitzayna Mayreis Apnimius. Chitzayna, the external, the outward movements are Mayreis Apnimius. It's like four lines up before the end of the parak. But before we continue with that, I want to first read to you from Rabbi Yerucham Lvovitz of the Mir, and this is brought down in the Eirich Selula, once again in this Siyas Hashem HaMuvur. And he says as follows, in regards to arousing the inner movements of a person, says Rabbi Yerucham, Be'emes Tzrichem Leida, we have to understand, Ki yeshnu b'Mesilas Yesharim kama divrei Kabbalah. In the Mesilas Yesharim, you have a lot of Kabbalah. So if you want to, somebody, well, so what do you learn by first Seder? Oh, I learned Kabbalah. You have to be careful. Say it to the wrong person and turn them off. The right person is going to come running. So make sure you use the proper tactics. Okay, now, you have your Beruchim here to back you up. There's kama divrei Kabbalah shekozvam b'levush poshut. But he wrote it, and he covered it up. That's what I mentioned earlier, how a friend of mine told me that in the words of the Ramchal and Mesilas Yesharim here, there are many words that incorporate his other Sfarim. He has a lot of other Sfarim. But he covers it up. We don't even realize the depths of what he's saying. At least I don't. This, he says, is one of those words of the statements of Kabbalah when he says, Hislatus Pnimius. What does it mean that to come to love Hashem is dependent upon the movements of my body? What does it mean that when, if I move faster, I'll come to love Hashem more? And why does it mean to love Hashem? Because when a person comes to perform the mitzvahs, it shows love of Hashem. Let's give one small example. A parent says to the child, please sweep the dining room floor. Now, the child that responds like, oh, again? How many times you asked me that? You know, I just did it 3 months ago. Right? You know, I haven't seen any dirt. Now, what's the father's response? Do me a favor. Don't sweep the floor. I'll do it myself. Right? You don't do me any favors. Okay? I remember 3 months ago, I also did it myself. Okay, so as opposed to the father says to the son, can you please sweep down? Before you finish saying, can you sweep the floor? The son grabs the broom, he's halfway done already. That shows love to the parent. Why? Because the parent wants the floor swept, and the son does it with quick. So he's asking, how does the quick movement, how does it show love of Hashem? But it does, as we just explained. So this is what he's asking here. How is it that the movements of the external body parts shows love of Hashem? And what is the connection that he brings in the mashal that we just said yesterday, that when a person moves quickly with his feet, it's connected to his heart? Here, says Rabbi Yerucham, is a proof to the importance of the Ivarim, of the person. She called Tenua, Beregel, every movement of a person, Va'afilo Hachikala, the smallest movement, Pa'elis Gedulois B'Navshoi Shel Adam, accomplishes tremendous amount in his soul. A person moves a small amount, and has a tremendous amount in his neshama. Anachnu Ein Onu Yoidim Ma'heim Ha'Ivarim. He says, we don't know what it means, Ivarim. I once took an x-ray, a chest x-ray, and the person's telling me that the one who took the x-ray says, if you ever get an x-ray, tell the technician that you are a certain height and this and that. I don't know what he was talking about. So this way they know how to position in a certain way. Okay, I don't know what he meant. Just like I don't know what he meant over there. He's telling us, Rabbi Rucham, we don't understand to the extent of the relationship between our Ivarim and our Neshama. Anachnu ein onu yoidim mahim ha'Ivarim. What are these Ivarim that Hashem gave us? While kein onu mishtoimimim ne'ila divrei Mitzvah Shalom. That's what we don't understand. What is the Mitzvah Shalom saying? That we should run to the Dvar Mitzvah, do a Dvar Mitzvah. Well, okay, fine, I'll get there, I'll do it when I get to it. Chazal Omru, says Rabbi Ruchim, in Perk Yavas, have you wrought the Mitzvah ubarech min Aveira? Run to a Mitzvah and flee from an Aveira. She Mitzvah gereres Mitzvah ava Aveira gereres Aveira. One Mitzvah leads to another Mitzvah, and one Aveira leads to another Aveira. Schar Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, the reward of a Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, Schar Aveira is an Aveira, and the reward of an Aveira is another Aveira. That's the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos. Adam Sheina writes a little more Torah. It all starts with Limud Torah. A person that does not want to learn Torah. But he starts running to the Beis Medrash. Listen to these powerful words now. He's not interested in learning, but he runs to the Beis Medrash. He goes there with a, he starts moving. He gets his body, his blood pressure in the right direction. He enhances his love to learn Torah. It's not just he walks in there like the Sunday morning driver, but he runs in. I was once washing. I saw somebody washing his hands. He's taking his time. Soap. More soap, more hot water. I said to him, wow, you probably have the cleanest hands in town. He says to me, listen, if every minute counted, this is what he says to me, if every minute counted, if I was in business, and every minute counts over there, I'm making big money, I wouldn't take my time like this. That's what he said to me. I'm not going to say what he wasn't involved with. That's not for now. That's not the point. But what's the lesson? What's he teaching us? When something counts, time is precious. You run to the Beis Medrash even when you don't have a desire to learn. When you come to the Gemara, when you come to the Sefer, you're going to want to learn. That's what the connection is. Rabbi Rucham and the Meir is telling us, the Mashkiach of the Meir is telling us, how do you get a desire to want to learn when you don't have a desire to learn? Come quickly to the Beis Medrash. That doesn't mean you put your foot in the gas pedal, you know, harder. That's not what it means. That means when you park the car, you come in with a zeal. I'm going to learn with your focus. And even if a person wasn't in that mood, a frame of mind of learning, he gets transformed into another being. Ulhepich, just the opposite, however, the same as well. Efshar v'yilmoid adam yoyim shalim. Could be a person will learn a whole day. But in the morning, he was lazy to get up. He'll lose out the rewards. Of course, he gets reward according to what Hashem gives him, according to what he put in. A person could learn the whole day, but he starts off the day in the wrong foot. He gets lazy about it. You know what's going to happen? You ever have a drink, like sometimes there's cranberry drinks, you know, or grapefruit juice. You drink it, and it has this like bitter aftertaste, right? A person could learn the whole day of Torah. Scary thoughts, scary words. And he could come to despise the whole day that he just spent learning. Why? Because the Rabbi Rucham is telling us he started off on the bad foot, on the wrong foot. He was lazy about getting there. To take his time, because he doesn't value what Torah is. V'chein hu gam ba'averus, so too by averus. Ki eino dai ma sha'odom yoishay b'mekoymoy v'koyvish es yitzra. It's not enough that he's sitting in his seat, he's not doing, he's koyvish es yitzra, he conquers his yitzara. Ki dai yitzra b'mekoymoy yamoy. Because you know who's sitting right next to him? The yitzara is in the same seat. So he's sitting there not doing anything. I'm conquering the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara is sleeping. He thinks like, you know, like in computers on hibernating. You ever go on the computer and all of a sudden, as soon as it, goodbye, beep, shuts down. Sometimes it doesn't give you a warning. It needs to be charged. Right? The Yitzhahara is sleeping. As soon as a person gets up, he's right there. We think he was sleeping. His eye was open just a little, just to see our movements. That's what he's saying. You have to run away from the chait. Not just take your time. It's a two-way street. It just popped into my head. You know what it means to run away? I'll tell you what it means to run away. Years ago, I just got my license. It's going back many years. And I was driving in New Brunswick, New Jersey, not too far from my house. I grew up in Highland Park. I just got my license. I wasn't familiar with the streets. I'm driving down the street, and this lady's screaming at me with her windows closed, and I could almost hear every single word she said. Why? What did I do wrong? Well, when you go down the one-way street the wrong way, she wants to let you know, turn around! You know, that's what she wants to tell you. I quickly turned around. You got to quickly get out of that situation. No. Innocent mistake. Okay, sometimes we make the mistakes, we're not familiar with the roads. But you don't take your time. Other cars coming also. So you can't just sit there and Kovish Yetzer. By Reach. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Have you rotz the mitzvah? Run to do the mitzvah. Ubay Reach min Aveira. And run from the Aveira. Then he'll, you know what's going to happen? Just like a person could learn a whole day, but if he starts off his day the wrong way, he could despise the Torah. If a person runs away from the Aveira, he'll despise the Aveira. Just like medicine. The doctor prescribes medicine. At first, you don't want to take it. It's difficult, but you know it's helping you. You have a certain regimen. You have to work out a certain exercise. When you get into it, it's part of your system, a daily routine. You're not interested in cheating here in the diet or the exercise or the taking the medicine. So too, when a person runs away from the Aveira, he'll come to despise it. He doesn't want the Aveira.
Can I make a comment?
Let me just, yes, after we finish these three lines. Thank you. V'zois lav davka beritzis haraglayim. It's not only by moving the feet quickly. It's by every single aver limb that we have. We have to understand, says the Mashkiach of the Mir, that our external movements of our body are related, are connected to our neshama. Just like a person's soul is mashpia, affects, influences his evarim, his body parts. Kain, kimoi kain, so to chayzrim ha'evarim, the evarim upayalim al nafshoi. The external parts of his body, the guf, affects his neshama as well. These are the very powerful words of Ibaruchim. That our actions are connected, our physical part are connected specifically to the neshama. And the way we approach a mitzvah and the way we approach an aveira can affect between desiring to do that mitzvah or not desiring to do that aveira. Yes, please.
Your comment regarding going up the one-way street and having the woman tell you you're going the wrong way was, to me, very significant because there was an external force, an external person that directed you, that guided you, that said, hey, you know, you're doing it wrong. For myself speaking, it's very helpful to have you or the group over here say, hey, you know, you don't want to go sit and do it. Nah, come on, go sit and do it. You're getting a little put. In other words, they're like a support group, like a support to go sit and say, well, you're going in the wrong derech. Why don't you turn yourself around? It's very hard for a person himself consistently to keep going, going, and going. There are periods where there are going to be ups and there are periods going to be downs. periods of downs, if you have a chavrusa that goes into, hey, you know, let's go sit and pick it up and do it this way, you will be more consistent and you'll be more on the higher level rather than on the lower level. So that lady, you know, really, otherwise you'd be in the wrong derech. You're up the wrong street all the way. But you had someone on the outside say, hey, you know, you're not doing it right. You listened, and you got it right.
100%. Very important. It's very important that Pasuk says what you're saying is what Shlomo Melech, you're mechaven, you're thinking the same way as the wisest man that ever lived. So you must be wise yourself. Okay? The wisest man that ever lived, Shlomo Melech, says, Toivim eshnayim enecha, two are better than one. Two, meaning that when you have, like you just said, you have that other person there to help you. I just want to add that as you were explaining this point of the importance of having our friends to strengthen each other, I think the depths of what the Rabbi Rucham here is telling us is that when a person will run to do a mitzvah, and when he'll run away from the Aveira, what he does is he builds inside of him an internal alarm system. That's what he's saying here. He's saying, let's say your friend is not there, and he's not able to say, you know what, don't do that, or come do this. When a person, mitzvah gereris mitzvah, means that inside of my system, I'm building this alarm clock that says, run to that mitzvah. Because why? Because I trained my body like this, and I trained my neshama like this. And what about that aveira? Who's going to stick his hand into a fire? You know who's going to stick his hand into a fire? Only a person that doesn't realize what a fire is. But a person who knows, he's touched fire in the past, and he recoils his hand, he pulls his hand back right away. No one's going to put his hand and touch a fire or metal, hot metal. What happens is, when a person starts running away from that aveira, he's going to run from that aveira, another aveira that might come up. He's going to build in that alarm system. That's what happens. That's what Yerukhan is telling us here. That's why it's so important. We're going to finish the parak now. Eitzah toivah hi loy. She is dareis, and around 4 or 5 lines up at the end of the parak. Eitzah toivah hi loy. She is dareis beretzoyne kidei she yimoshech mizeh v'yishetivoli boi hachenda ha'teva. A suggestion, says the Ramchal, that a person will imbue, plant inside of him, in his nature, to do the mitzvahs. Like David Melch says, Som lecho navshi, kom lecho v'sori. Ki atnua hachitzoyinu mayreis aptimis. The external movements of a person arouses the internal parts, as we just saw, wakes up the neshama. Obevadai sheyoyisim esura b'yodai. We all know, we agree, we see that it's easier for us to control our physical parts of our body, our hands, our feet, than the neshama. But if you use your physical body, your hands, your feet, you will also acquire control over your neshama. The guf and the neshama will be in your control. You'll ingrain, you'll create in your neshama a happiness, an inner happiness. And the desire. This that you're running to do mitzvahs. This is what the Navi says. V'neida nirdefa l'das is Hashem. And we will know, we will run to learn, to know of Hashem. Uchsiv achari Hashem yelchu ka'arye yishog. And Hashem will go like a roaring lion. A person will run to do the mitzvahs. Not just do the mitzvahs when I come to them. The chitzonius is ma'ir the pnimius. These are the words that we have to remind ourselves. The chitzonius, the external movements, will arouse us to do the mitzvahs.